As we work our way through this first full week of the month of April, let's get started with some good stuff for you. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area and discover some of the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Maybe it's Merritt Reservoir. That is the home of the International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska, and home of the Nebraska Star Party. And that, of course, is coming up this summer. So check it out at visitvalentine.org. Kim, what can you tell us about Tri-State Livestock News?
And talk about deserving. You know what you really deserve is to dig into Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read. It's all at Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe. Plus, they have a lot of the hot last minute things up on there as well.
Tri-State Livestock News, of course, it is what ranchers read.
What do we got going on today, Mike? We've got, I hope, a lot of good stuff.
Well, I have a little story in here. I'm not sure where this came from or who the author is, and it's titled Going to the Mall by Your Age. However, a lot of our listening area probably don't have a mall, so it could be the gas station or a Walmart or something like that. But anyway, here's the scenario. You're in the middle of some kind of project around the house, mowing the lawn, putting a new fence in, painting the living room or whatever. You're hot and sweaty, covered in dirt and paint. Or you have your old work clothes on. You know, that outfit, the shorts with a hole in the crotch, old t-shirt with a stain from who knows what, and an old pair of tennis shoes. Right in the middle of this great home improvement project, you realize you need to run to the store to get something to help complete the job. Depending on your age, you might do the following. In your 20s, you would stop what you're doing, shave, take a shower, blow dry your hair, brush your teeth, floss, put on clean clothes, check yourself in the mirror, and probably flex. Add a dab of your favorite cologne because you never know. You just might meet some hot chick while standing in the checkout lane. You went to school with the pretty girl running the register, by the way. Okay, so now we move on to your 30s. You stop what you're doing, put on clean shorts and a shirt, change your shoes. You married the hot chick, so now you don't need to do much else. Wash your hands, comb your hair, check yourself in the mirror, still got it. Add a shot of your favorite cologne to cover the smell. The cute girl running the register is the kid sister of someone that you went to school with. All right, moving up to your 40s. You stop what you're doing, put a sweatshirt on that's long enough to cover the hole in the crotch of your shorts, put on different shoes, maybe a hat. Wash your hands. Your bottle of Brut cologne is almost empty now, so you don't want to waste any of that on a trip to the mall. Check yourself in the mirror and do more sucking in than flexing. The spicy young thing running the register is your daughter's age, and you feel kind of weird thinking that she might be a little bit spicy. All right, moving on. In your 50s, you stop what you're doing. You put a hat on, wipe the dirt off your hands onto your shirt. Change your shoes because you don't want to get dirt on your new sports car. Check yourself in the mirror, and you swear not to wear that shirt anymore because it makes you look kind of fat. The cutie running the register smiles when she sees you coming, and you think you still have it. Then you remember the shirt that you have is on from Buddy's Bait and Beer Bar and says, I got worms. In your 60s, you stop what you're doing. No need for a hat anymore. Hose the mud off your shoes. The mirror was shattered when you were in your 50s. You hope to have underwear on so nothing hangs out the hole in your pants. The girl running the register may be cute, but you don't have your glasses on, so you're not quite sure. Now, when you get to your 70s, you stop what you're doing. You wait to go to the store until they have your prescriptions ready, too. Don't even notice the mud on your shoes. The young thing at the register smiles at you because you remind her of her grandfather. And finally, when you're in your 80s, you stop what you're doing. Start again, then stop again. Now you remember you needed to go to the store. Go to the store, wander around trying to think, what the heck is it I was looking for? You went to school with the old lady who greeted you at the front door. I'm sorry, I took up all of our time with going to the store.
All right. So I have one final thing that I need to share with you today on the good stuff. This I found on Facebook the other day. It kind of popped up, and I thought it was kind of funny, and I thought maybe I'd share that with you. So I noticed that I've been happier and calmer since I switched from coffee to orange juice. My doctor explained that it's the vitamin C and vitamin K and natural sugars. But honestly, I think it's the vodka. Share that at your coffee break today, why don't you? And if you have something you'd like to share on the good stuff, by all means, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at that, and then maybe one day we get a chance to offer it to everybody else right here on this local radio station on another edition of The Good Stuff.